What's Lost Without Commencement by Christine Guillaume and Jeremy Tsai. Guillaume and Tsai are seniors at Harvard University. This spring, most graduating college students will not participate in a traditional in-person celebration. Universities swiftly acted as coronavirus spread across the country. Students went home early, classes moved online, and commencement ceremonies were canceled or postponed. Over the next month, former President Barack Obama will deliver multiple commencement speeches, something thousands of students had called for as they looked for guidance and comfort in this unprecedented time. But it's hard not to miss real commencement. Days before we evacuated campus, most of us had turned in our senior theses, anticipating graduation and the last days of campus life. For months, our lives had been confined to libraries and academic meetings. "We'll hang out after," we'd said. Instead, we packed our bags, said numb goodbyes, and fled to separate parts of the world. Though the speeches are often riddled with trite remarks, "Don't be afraid to fail. Follow your dreams." We admit we find ourselves craving those cliches and the moments when speeches rise above them. In 2008, J.K. Rowling delivered the Harvard commencement address defending the importance of perseverance and imagination. "We do not need magic to change the world. We carry all the power we need inside ourselves already. We have the power to imagine better." Rowling's speech gave a sense of agency over our lives. Messages like this, delivered over the years by the likes of John F. Kennedy, Oprah Winfrey, and Steve Jobs, have propelled graduates into the future, helping them recognize who they are becoming and how that squares with who they want to be.